This episode of Flute Talks is brought to you by Flutec Global, your one-stop shop for custom solutions for businesses at any scale. Flutec provides a wide range of services from consultancy to enterprise-grade platform development. To find out more, click on the link in the description.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, wherever you may be. Welcome to yet another fantabulous episode of the Fluid Talks podcast with me, Michael.
And me, Kohusi.
Good to be here.
Yes, yes, yes. By the way, have you heard from Veda of late?
Depends on what you mean by heard from. Mm-hmm. No, we don't want to call him. No, it's going 1 a.m. there, so... So, yeah, probably not the best time to call him. So Slack. Slack comes at some point in the week. The last time I saw his face was, when was that video call, guy behind the mic? 2-3 weeks back? Maybe 3 weeks back. But he's alive and well. He's not any fatter than he was when he was here.
Are you sure? Because there's a photo I saw. He looked like he's... I'm a relaxed kidogo. I'm again... a few relaxation weight kidogo.
I would not know. Now you see, the downside to not being on socials is that you don't see some of these things. But I'll take your word for it. Actually, honestly, I'm horrible at noticing weight gain or weight loss unless it's drastic. So I'll take your word for it. Guy behind the mic, do you think he's gained or lost?
Gained.
Gained? Okay.
With the amount of street food he's eating. Yeah, I believe he's gained.
I'll take your word for it then, because, yeah, I'll take your word for it. Hey, Veda, Ebu, start hitting the gym again. This is not hate. It's just. You see, we want you to be an intimidating presence. You see, when you gain weight and then you start working out, that's when you look intimidating. Don't be like the guy behind the mic. You know, don't work out because of heartbreak. But yeah. Excuse that tangent. Yeah, that's the last time I heard from you.
Okay.
That's the last time I had. When did you last hear from you? It's been a while.
Texting, maybe a few weeks ago. Maybe one or two.
About a week ago.
Call. Well, we haven't called, but the last time I saw him was the last episode we had with him.
Got it. Yeah, that's understandable. Maybe next time we'll call him. We'll tell him to stay up and we'll call him just to say hello and speak into the microphone. But I assume you have news?
I do.
And I do too. So, let's do this thing. So, do you want to go first or should I?
Go first.
All right. Guy behind the mic, if you are single, if you were single, would you want to be broke and single, or would you just want to be single?
Think like a single man.
You just want to be single. Well, Tinder is rolling out a new subscription that will be $6,000 a year. Yes, Tinder is rolling out a subscription that will be $6,000
a year. Do the math, conversion.
So it's $500 a month. So, not 60. It's close to a million Kenyan shillings. No, a year. Yes, a year. So it has rolled out its most exclusive subscription, Tinder Select, that will be $500 a month, And if you choose to pay for a year, well, there are no cuts for you because it's $6,000. So Tinder Select has only been offered to less than 1% of users that the company considers extremely active. So, you know.
So if you're constantly swiping left.
I don't know, but if you're active on Tinder, so, you know, you'll be single mm-hmm. and broke. You know, it's, you know, if you don't want just one struggle, you can have them both. You know, you can be single.
So you can't choose your struggle.
Not in this case. Not if you're spending $500 a month on Tinder. Goodness. Anywho, if that's as absurd as it sounds, you are most certainly right. Over to you.
So over the past, when is today? 27. So this is a press release from yesterday by the Office of the Data Protection Commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
And in a nutshell, it says, so there are three companies that have been fined, penalized for using people's information data without their consent. So the first company, the first one is a Mula Pride Limited, a digital credit provider, received a penalty of $2.975 million for using complainant's data without consent. This serves a warning as a digital lender to notify data subjects and obtain consent. That's the first one. The second one is a club, Casavera Lounge. It was fined $1.85 million for posting a customer's image on social media without consent, setting the precedent for entertainment establishments regarding customer image sharing. Now, other clubs have posted on their socials that once you enter our club, you consent to your photo being taken and posted.
They're well within their rights to do so.
The third one is a school. It's called Roma School. It faces the highest penalty of $4.55 million for posting minors' pictures without parental consent, emphasizing the importance of consent when handling minors' data.
Fair enough.
So in total, it is $9.375 million.
That's not bad. Let's watch this space and see what sorts of fines will be handed out in future, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
As always, I'm tasking you with that. Like, just put that as like a to do for you. So anytime there's a fine, just note it down somewhere.
And this goes out to all club goers, lounge goers, or whatever goers. Just know, if you enter there, your photo is going to be taken and there's nothing you can do about it. And it will be posted. As long as they've said on their socials that you consent. Yeah.
So either go in with like a face mask and like have a cutout for your drink. That's so unsanitary, but anyway. Or you know, you can have the party at home.
Anyway. But the house parties are the bomb, but anyway, continue.
I'll take your word for it. You're done with that, yes? Mm-hmm. Excellent. So Unity, the game development engine, has had a rough couple of weeks where it changed its pricing model, it annoyed developers to no end, and it revamped its pricing model. It's honestly been interesting seeing how people have been reacting, but to be fair, Unity in their pricing model was a bit... the model was a bit...
unbearable?
Not
unrealistic?
It would hurt small players.
Mm-hmm.
Indie devs and what have you, and it could, like, there was potential for bad actors, at least based on potential. So there was one of the things that was being charged was installs of a game. Say you've built a game and it's built using the Unity engine, So say you've bought it, you install it on your phone, you install it on your tablet, you install it on your computer. Now those are three installs. You are the same user.
Yeah.
Three installs of the game.
Three devices.
Uh-huh. Those three separate installs would be charged.
Separately?
Yes. Yeesh. Anywho, give it a look. If you are a game dev, check it out. If not, well, still check it out. It's something that might be interesting to you. Over to you.
We're going to the TikTok spaces. What episode was it that we did TikTok?
Maybe a couple of episodes ago. Yeah. It was a couple of episodes ago.
Okay, so during our TikTok episode, we talked about how it's been tabled in Parliament, how people are using TikTok wrongly in Kenya, more so for under moral grounds. Now, so the president met with Kenyan creators and he said, Kenyan creators deserve to make a livelihood from the ability to create good content. TikTok will run a national training program in Kenya to empower content creators through comprehensive platform knowledge, fostering increased monetization and promoting positive content. He had a progress review on the issue of moderation and monetization of the service with the people he met. So there was a Fortune Mwingili Sibanda, I hope I did your name justice, the director of TikTok Africa, among others. Oh, also, another person who was present there was the ICTPS John Tanui.
That sounds like a lot of effort for something that won't really do much. Maybe I'm just cynical, but yeah, if the type of content you're posting, you know, before all of this is what is not quite liked, then I mean, you're still, it doesn't matter what they do, you're still going to. Anywho, let me stop being cynical.
Cynical or hating? Or both?
Both. Very much so. I'm done with my news. Are you?
Same.
All right. Then let's switch gears. Let's go to the next thing. Wait, how do you... what's the gear shifting noise? Forget it. Then vroom.
You'll do that.
He won't. He really won't. Oh, you will? I don't believe you, but it's fine. I'll take your word for it. Yeah, let's do this. Now, today's topic is something that will be very interesting to keep an eye on. But first, let's set the stage. Let's set the mood, the ambience, the whatever it is. Now, in the 1990s, okay, just as a quick detour. What's the world population under 20? World population by. Okay, so 13th, so as of June 2021, the world's population younger than 20 years is 33.2. So let's assume that population has aged up a bit, and let's give it to 30%. So in the 1990s, which is before 30% of the world's population was born.
Just the other day.
There was an interesting case that involved Microsoft. Microsoft, the makers of Windows. Microsoft, the makers of Surface devices. Microsoft, the makers of HoloLens and other things that they just... Anyway, that's for a different day. It was an antitrust case. And in 1998, Microsoft was charged with abusing their power as an established player, essentially monopoly. And it was to do the case revolved especially around Internet Explorer.
Okay.
So anyway, it was a, it
the
was
Kaslu-E.
Yes, that one. That one. It involved Internet Explorer and its market of dominance in the browser wars. So Microsoft was accused of abusing its power due to the distribution of Windows, abusing its power with the distribution of Windows to create a monopoly in the case of Internet Explorer, because it was giving it away for free, bundled with Windows. So Microsoft lost the case. Initially, there was the judge's ruling was that Microsoft is split. Microsoft appealed. The split was not was struck out, but there was a settlement. Fast forward 25 years later. Huh, interesting. 25 years later. Also, Google is 25 years old.
Whose phone is that?
Guy behind the mic. Guy behind the mic. Bro, guy behind the mic. See, we told you. No, why are you interrupting the session?
With your phone.
With your phone.
Amma, is it phones?
Sorry, with your one of two iPhones. Anyway, so 25 years later, Google, who are celebrating 25 years in the game.
Yeah, today.
Facing a case not too dissimilar from, or not too dissimilar to, from, not too dissimilar from, I think from is the right preposition, from what Microsoft faced in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And that case is an antitrust case. It is the United States versus Google. United States. So, let's set the stage again. When was this case filed? It was filed in 2020. Why are you looking at me like that?
My laptop has gone off.
Oh, your laptop has gone off?
Yeah.
Ah, that's a shame. Anyway, yeah, so in late 2020. So for context, this is just one case, one of the cases that Google is facing right now.
Mm-hmm.
But in late 2020, in the United States, the Department of Justice and a few AGs filed a joint suit against Google and its search service. So when you go to google.com, you start typing in your query. That is the focus of this case, separate from another case that we'll touch on later. So
how many cases is Google going against the US?
That's not important. That's not important. But anyway, no. For the time being, there are at least two or three. I can think of two. So there's the current one that's going on, and another involving the ad business. So 2020 case filed, and in, was it, wait, 20, yeah, 2020.
That's 3 years ago.
Huh. It's just, you know, in my head as I was preparing this, I was like, 2020, that's just last year. That's just last year. But it's hit me that, no, it's not last year. So, yeah, so 3 years later, here we are. So for context, it's 38 states in the US.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So 3 years later, as of September 12th September, the case kicked off. I might have got the date wrong, but 12th September. Yes, 12th September, that's when the case kicked off. And the question, like I said, involves Google and its search business. Now, the core premise or the core idea is Google a, maybe not too dominant a player, but that factors in, too dominant a player in the search space, and is it abusing its position of power to stifle growth, to stifle competition? Now,
so it's like making itself a monopoly.
Essentially, I mean, it kind of is a monopoly. Now, I might be wrong here, but if I recall correctly, I saw something along the lines of 80-90% of search traffic.
80-90%.
Yes.
So that means, what does Yahoo even get?
we don't talk about Bruno. Just a quick start. Google maintains roughly 90% share of the general search market.
Wow, so 10% goes to the others.
Yes, 10% goes to others. Like Google is the top, then others 10%.
Yeah, Google is big brother.
Google is big brother, Google is big sister, Google is your grandfather. Yes, so search. Like I said, this key point is search. In this case, okay. Search. So this is it's in a position of dominance. Is it using its dominance to stifle the growth of others? So we've got off the top of our, what other search engine can you think of?
Yahoo.
Okay.
Mozilla.
No.
Wait, Bing.
Yeah. How do you forget Bing? Sorry, yes. Bing. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. No. So, interestingly enough, this is a quick tangent, but a number of other other search engines, you actually use Bing's backend. So it's not just building their web crawler from scratch; mm-hmm. They use Bing's backend. So anyway, that's another tangent.
They're built on the back of Bing.
Yes, but that's beside the point. So we've got Google who are at the top of the. What's wrong with your phone?
I'm trying to get the notes to get Notion, but it's just loading.
It's loading. It's fine. You see the problem with iPhones? Unreliable. No, actually, iPhones can actually. No, that's just me hating. Anyway, so search. Now we've got Bing, we've got all these other players in search, and you've got others that have come and gone. So most recently there was a search engine called, if I recall correctly, Neva.
Never used it. Never heard of it.
Yeah. I see what you did there. But so yeah, if you want to read up on it, Neeva. If I recall correctly, there's also I might be wrong here, but u.com?
Yeah.
u.com, yes, okay. That you can also check out. That's live and running. So u.com, check it out. So we've got all of these players and Google. Now, Google's take on this and their position on all of this is that Google is dominant, or that they are dominant, because of the quality of what they serve. But the US, in this case, US, quote unquote, as represented by the, who's the defendant and who's the
complainant?
Those ones, I forget those terms. Allege that no, Google is misusing its position to strengthen, to kill off competition. And one of the central tenets in this case is defaults. Now, just a quick tangent. When you set up your phone and you set up your computer, how many default settings do you change?
I rarely change default settings.
Mm-hmm. The guy behind the mic? You rarely change default settings. Now, Google, our grandfather Google, our big brother Google, our big sister Google, has paid for an advantage, in this case, to be the default search engine.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you use Firefox, if you use an iPhone, if you use, well, Android doesn't count because Android is by Google, so I'm not going to count that. But if you use just those two, you'll have encountered this, the fact that Google has paid to be the default search engine. Yes, Google pays to be the default search engine. So
how so? Because how? Because I use Safari as my default. And it has been Safari.
Yes, it has been. Default. It has been Safari. But so yes, you use Safari. But mm-hmm. Safari by default has Google as a search engine of choice. Think about it. Check.
Okay, so I'm just trying to open a a random page.
Please do. And then go to your address bar and search. If you haven't changed your default, then it'll likely be Google. So, we'll wait. The guy behind the mic can snip this out or not. I don't think he really cares. Especially not if I keep talking over all this time. But yeah. So for contrast, I'll just use this as an example. So with Microsoft Edge, that is Microsoft's browser that replaced Internet Explorer, the default search engine is Bing, because of course Microsoft would want users to use Bing as their default engine. Shady story on that, but we can address that in a different episode. Found anything?
I've just Googled this and this is what it's bought. I mean, I've searched this
and
on Safari and this is what it has brought.
So Google is your default search engine. Now, how much does this actually cost Google? So an interesting report came out in 2021 that the title, being the default search engine on Apple devices, costs Google $15 billion in a year. Let me repeat. Google, as of 2021,
mm-hmm.
paid $15 billion one year, to be the default. Now.
So it paid to be?
To be the default search engine, yeah.
In 1 year.
So the report goes on to say that this fee could increase to between 18 to 20 billion for fiscal 2022.
Wow.
So there's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. It is. So, you know, couple that. So we've got Apple devices where you've got $15 billion
uh-huh.
or $15 to $20 billion annually for the default.
You've got the MacBooks.
You know, that's all covered. You've got something like Firefox
uh-huh.
because, again, Google pays Firefox to be the default search engine.
Imagine you also seem too brave.
There's probably some compensation right there. And no, it's not tied to the rendering engine, because Brave, Edge and a host of other browsers use the Chromium engine.
Mm-hmm.
Firefox uses their own rendering engine. But yeah, so Firefox actually maybe that's worth a quick check. I didn't think of checking this while prepping for this. So Google pay to Firefox for default. wow.
How many dollars?
Payments have been increasing. So, this is Bloomberg. Google and Firefox have been. I don't know, this might be blocked, but Mozilla, that Google web browser. So, one thing Mozilla does have going for it is a lot of money. More than $1 billion in cash reserves. Wow. When was this? This was 2023. Goodness. So, the primary source of this capital is Google. Wow. Which
yes,
pays clearly. Mozilla to be the default search engine on the Firefox homepage. Those payments, which started in 2005, have been increasing
steadily.
Have been increasing up 50% over the past decade to more than 450 million, even as the total number of Firefox users has plummeted. So.
So the amount is increasing, but the users are decreasing.
Yeah.
Hi.
But that's beside the point.
Uh-huh.
The point here is that Google pays for the default. Now, central argument.
No, Mozilla pays Google to be the default.
No, Google pays Mozilla to put to make Google search the default on Firefox.
Okay.
Yes. So, now, argument. One argument that could be had is, why is Google paying to be the default
on Mozilla?
Not just on Mozilla. Why is it paying to be the default on so many
other
places,
browsers?
If it is the best by merit.
Yeah.
That's one question that is being posed. That's one question that may cross your mind. I guess we'll find out over the next 10 weeks, because this case is meant to be lasting about 10 weeks.
Okay.
But going interestingly, or going a bit deeper into that, is there was an Apple executive named Eddie Q, like, mm-hmm. you know, like Q Ball. who took to the stand. Yes, who took to the stands? Was it yesterday? I believe. And he. Wait, get behind the mic. You know I can decide to make this recording difficult for anyway. So he took to the stands to testify in this case, and he has taken to the stand because he is the one who was responsible for the current iteration of the deal between Google and Apple. So this happened in 2016. So in the testimony, the Justice Department grilled Q about the specifics of the deal. So the question around this is why. So Google are known to have some very shady privacy practices, while Apple tout themselves as being very privacy conscious, you know. I mean, their whole marketing recently has been privacy built in and whatnot. So how can you relate those two? How can those two things be simultaneously true now? And why would Apple let themselves get in bed with the enemy, quote unquote? And the long and short of it is because Google, there is no viable option to Google. That was essentially what he said. There is no viable option. Then one may ask themselves, isn't it a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy? Because you've got Google paying to maintain their market or their position of dominance, and because of that, you know, no other browser can grow their market share really.
Yeah.
Now, when you can't grow your market share, revenue doesn't really grow that much. And because there's no growth in revenue, then you can't really have something that competes effectively with Google. So, yeah, that's an interesting thing to keep an eye on. So going on with this article, actually, sorry, another thing, Apple also has a deal in place with Samsung.
Okay. Wait, Apple and Samsung?
Yes. Google.
Google and Samsung.
Google and Samsung, yeah. Not Apple and Samsung. Although, I mean, even Apple Apple gets displaced from Samsung. So, you know, it's... Anywho, Google also has a deal in place with Samsung. So, Google is really paying...
Samsung?
No. Really, it's making payments to maintain their position. What are your thoughts on that?
You got to spend money to make money.
I can see why you'd say that. You've got to spend money to make money. And there's truth to that. Google might, by not paying for this deal, Google could potentially lose out to default to other browsers.
Yeah,
for instance, Bing.
But who uses Bing on their phone?
Now, see, that's actually an interesting question, because do you use Google because it's the default, or is Google your preference?
I would prefer to use Brave.
Okay.
Yeah. Security-wise, I prefer to use Brave.
Mm-hmm.
But Google is there.
Again, do you use Google because it's your default? Or because it's better.
It's default.
Guy behind the mic. What search engine is default on your phone? Not Safari.
Google.
It would be Google. It's Google. Google for you. Google for you. I don't have a default search engine. On my laptop, it's... Okay, I use Edge, and I couldn't bother to...
The slow E.
Edge, not Internet Explorer. Edge. And Edge is fast enough. Anyway, so I haven't changed the default. It's still Bing, but I use DuckDuckGo as my preferred search engine. But that's a conscious effort. Again, I haven't changed the default.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't changed the default. So if you were to go to the address bar, type your search query, much to the disappointment of other people when they come to my machine, a result is returned in Bing. So one could argue that this is actually a case about defaults, because, and I think there was something along those lines in the opening statements of this case of, let me see if I can get that material real quick. I honestly cannot find what I'm looking for, but it was essentially, and I think the judge made a comment along those lines in the opening statements, that mm-hmm. this pretty much is about defaults, because Google is the default. Google Pay is to be the default. Even if others wanted to, there are very few companies with the financial might to match the amounts of money that Google is throwing into this. So, what does this fall under? Is Google really better than? To be fair, the quality of Google's results, it has had 25 years in the business, would of course be good. It has the resources to throw behind search. It has the resources to throw around optimizing their whole flow. But given the choice, and where is it? If I recall correctly, there was somewhere, I think in the EU,
yeah,
where there is, you have the option to choose your default search engine when setting up your phone. Yes, I've remembered what the judge said. It'll probably be linked somewhere in the material we'll provide in the description. But it was something along the lines of,
you found
up.
It?
Hold up. I know just where to look for this. Also, I'm hungry. Guy behind the mic, so start looking for food. default. Let's see. So default. So this default. 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 So we try setup is key. Couldn't even remember. We make Google because you're always that. So this going back to the testimony of Eddie Q. So there were, when you're setting up your iPhone, for instance, there are certain things you have an option to choose a default on. Now because of the deal Google has in place with Apple, they can't show you that they can't give you an option to choose a default, I believe, default search engine. Excuse me. But the idea here is Apple gives you a choice to set your defaults on certain matters when setting up your iPhone. Why not do the same with search engines?
Why not?
Because I have a question though. Yes.
Between the Google SEO,
yes,
and using Bing, I don't know if it's Bing SEO or Google SEO, I don't know. Which is optimized better?
It's not about optimization, it's about market share.
Okay.
Because this will also tie in with the Microsoft antitrust case I mentioned at the outset. Because Google is the dominant player in search,
mm-hmm.
most people will optimize for Google's indexing. Because the Chromium engine is the largest rendering engine for browsers in terms of market share, in terms of use, many developers, shame on you developers, will optimize only.
Are you saying shame on yourself?
I'm not a front end guy. So. Anyway, so many developers will optimize for the Chromium engine. So some things will work just fine on Chrome. They'll be optimized just fine for Chrome, Edge, Brave, you know, all those, but not for something like Firefox. Because Microsoft was in such a dominant position with Internet Explorer, people back then optimized for Internet Explorer. So, self-fulfilling prophecy somewhat. because Google is the top, you only work with the top. Would it change if another market player came in? Who knows? Who knows? I guess we'll see. And that, I guess, is why this whole case is up. Because much like the antitrust, the Microsoft antitrust case in the 90s,
yep.
The aim of this is to potentially break up Google. Yeah, so
I mean, if they want to break up the monopoly, so
guy behind the mic isn't the only one dealing with breakup trauma. thank you. So that's this case. There is another case that's waiting in the wings around the ad business. I won't touch on that because that's not really the focus of this episode because, but let's see. This ads lawsuit is 10 states, not 38 involved in the search case. But again, it's because of Google's dominance
mm-hmm.
in ads. Now, there have been cases involving big tech recently, and there'll always be lawsuits involving big tech.
I mean, there'll always be big tech drama.
There always will. But it feels like now there's a more concerted push to hold big tech companies accountable, to make sure they don't get too big. So Microsoft and the Activision Blizzard acquisition, there was a case against that. Again in the States, this time Microsoft emerged the winners in this case. Meta also had an antitrust case. Well, not an antitrust, but it was a lawsuit about an acquisition. And in many cases,
mm-hmm.
these acquisitions involve players in the same space. So Meta, formerly Facebook, acquired a virtual reality startup named Within. Now, Meta also owns Oculus virtual reality. So what's the point of the acquisition? Is it to stifle competition or to augment their their virtual reality game? You be the judge. Microsoft, Xbox games, Activision Blizzard game studio. Again, stifle competition or augment their business? You be the judge.
I think wanafinya to competition.
That's just your opinion. I have no comment on the matter. I will say nothing. But yeah, like it just feels like there's a lot going on with big tech, and it'll be interesting to watch this space. It'll be interesting to see how things pan out over the next few weeks. This case, like I said, is 10 weeks long. It will be going on for another 8 or so weeks, and I can see you're either recording me or you're taking a photo. But it's fine.
You be the judge of that.
Wow. Well played. Predictions. How do you think the case will go?
In favor of Google? Yeah.
All right. Why do you say so?
They are the monopoly.
But that's exactly why.
And they have more money. I mean, money talks.
I have no comment.
Money talks. You've seen how much they've been spending.
I have no comment. Yeah. This case, all I will say is that this case is going to throw up potential drama. Let's wait and see how things pan out. We've got other top level executives who'll be testifying. From Apple, from Google. So let's wait and see how things go. Whether there'll be any internal documents leaked to... Well, not leaked, but... Yeah, I'll go with leaked. Leaked to the public.
There will be. expect some documents being leaked.
Yeah. So let's see. Let's see. What are your thoughts? Do you think Google stands a chance? Do you think, how do you see things panning out? Hit us up on our socials, or not. It's a free world. You can do whatever you want. Yeah, we'll keep you in the loop as to how things pan out. And that's it. That's about it. As always,
FTG out.
Boom. This episode of Fluid Talks is brought to you by Fluid Tech Global, your one-stop shop for custom solutions for businesses at any scale. Fluid Tech provides a wide range of services from consultancy to enterprise-grade platform development. To find out more, click on the link in the description.